I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Persecution puts Burkina Faso on the global radar, while Egyptian Christians head online for seminary. Stick around for the details and find your place in the story. We'll begin today with a look at a new report from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. According to USERF, the stakes are high in Burkina Faso. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman gives us this perspective.
Since 2016, there has been a 1,000% increase in violent events, and a lot of those have been against Christians and also against Muslims.
Muslim extremists crept into the country from neighboring Mali and Niger, and they're launching more attacks on churches and mosques.
They're using violence against, Christians and Muslims that don't go along with their version of extreme jihadism.
The commission called for a continued support from the U.S. government to protect religious freedom in Burkina Faso.
The U.S. government has put a great emphasis on religious freedom and drawing attention to a country like Burkina Faso that has been somewhat ignored, even as the violence has continued to rise.
Visit us online for ways to help persecuted Christians through VOM Canada.
By talking about this on your news broadcast, Christians become aware of what's taking place. That's the first step. And then the next part is, how do we help? How do we interact with our brothers and sisters there? Our concern, first and foremost, as followers of Jesus, is to be concerned about our brothers and sisters in Christ.
Next, COVID-19 has shut down the Western world, disrupting daily life and throwing the economy into uncertainty. In the U.S., a bitter presidential election cycle consumes media and public attention. But Lauren Libby of Transworld Radio says we can't lose sight of the global church.
We're so fixated on our own community, our own country, our own political party in this country that we don't see beyond that, when in reality, globally, there are big, big things going on. For an instance, there's a new law being put before the Duma in Russia, which would severely curtail any outside Christian leadership going into Russia. You look at what's going on in Venezuela. You look at what's going on in other countries. You just don't hear much about that because we're totally consumed internally right now.
So how can Western Christians practice being global Christians? Pay attention to things that are going on globally, especially thinking about how these things affect Christians and the spread of the gospel. Secondly, Libby says,
we need to begin to figure out and put our focus on what the end game really is, whether it be in Europe, whether it be in Asia, whether it be in Latin America, wherever it happened to be, or even right here in our hometown. We need to stop and think about we're part of the kingdom of God and what that's going to be and what that really means.
And before churches are planted, leaders must be equipped with knowledge. The Program for Theological Education by Extension does just that in the Arab world. We caught up with Victor Sadek to learn more.
The program of PTE was organized that the student or the church leader could really study by himself at home and then share this with the facilitator in once a week meeting. So many people from the majority background, which cannot go to an official Bible school, was joining really in small groups in different places and studying.
COVID-19 has presented many challenges for ministries, but they're not too hard for God.
We need really prayers for the challenges in Upper Egypt. People would love to continue studying, but they have to stop, and some of them stayed home because of COVID-19. So they really praying that the Lord will support them with a good internet connection or to help them to buy some facilitate so they can really continue to study.
Pray that these leaders stay healthy and that the pandemic won't hinder their education. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020 has been a really rough year, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the faith and to be a voice for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.